And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. The girls' state high school basketball tournament here tonight. Got the Class C2 state championship ball game as the Sandy Creek Cougars got set to take on the Trojans out of Hardington Cedar Catholic. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you tonight. Sandy Creek coming in after wins over Tri-County and Elmwood Murdoch. The Cougars are currently sitting at 22-3 on the season. Hardington Cedar Catholic, they've had wins so far here in this state tournament over Superior and West Point Central Catholic as they look for a state championship in Class C2 here tonight. Our pregame show is brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet. Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only no-worries GM-certified used dealership. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why. It's been a busy day here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. This is the sixth of six games being played here today. And so far we've had three repeat champions from a year ago. One of those champions at Class A, Bellevue West. They have just finished off Millard West in the preceding ball game. Bellevue West winning by a score of 51-38 today. Class B was also a repeat winner as Seward wins back-to-back titles. The Blue Jays won their 50th game in a row tonight as they beat Gretna by a score of 68-45. Bishop Newman repeats in Class C1 as the Cavaliers beat their crosstown rivals Wahoo in a championship ball game today, 58-55 in overtime. The C2 game is coming up next. Sandy Creek will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic. Class D1, Elkhorn Valley won their second state championship as they beat East Butler by a score of 57-52. And in Class D2, Lindsay Holy Family won their third state title in their school's history as they beat Wynot by a score of 40-37. In addition to the six state championship ball games here in the city of Lincoln today, we also had consolation games played in each class. In Class A, Elkhorn took home third place as he beat Lincoln Southwest today by a score of 53-45. In Class B, Alliance winners over Mahaskut, 70-59. Jordan Hooper had a big ball game for Alliance as the future Nebraska Cornhusker scored 47 points in the ball game today for Alliance in her final game as a Bulldog. And Alliance knocks off Mahaskut in the consolation ball game, 70-59. Class C1 consolation game went to Lutheran High Northeast as they down Kearney Catholic by a score of 48-46. In Class C2, the winner in the third place game was West Point Central Catholic. They had no problems with Elmwood Murdoch, winning by a score of 61-39. In D1 today, the Silver Lake Mustangs came up winners over Humphrey, 47-38. And the D2 consolation winner was Chambers as they beat Lawrence Nelson by the score of 43-40. So the final ball game for the girls basketball here for the 2009-2010 season will be the Class C2 state championship ball game. The Sandy Creek Cougars and the Trojans out of Hardington Cedar Catholic will come back and zero in on this ball game as we continue on tonight's pregame show right after this 1 minute timeout.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Mike Will back at the Sports Center in Lincoln. Class C2 state championship ball game here tonight. Sandy Creek Cougars with a bunch of nines going here tonight. First of all, the veteran head coach and Russ Ninebuyer back in search of the school's ninth state championship in girls basketball. And ironically, it's been 9 years since Sandy Creek has won a state championship. The last one occurred back in 2001. Sandy Creek has won eight previous state championships in girls basketball, 1991 and in 1992, also 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000. and the last one being in 2001. This is their first trip back to the state tournament since 2003. Sandy Creek finished as the runner-up in 1993 and in 1995. The Cougars are a team that's averaging 51 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 40.6 on the defensive end. They're led by Carrie Ann Shaw and also Michaela Shaw. Michaela has scored 18 points so far in the two ball games here in the state tournament. Carrie Ann Shaw has scored 30. Also, Ashley Harms is having a good state tournament. To this point, she has scored 24 points. Sandy Creek beating Tri-County on Thursday by a score of 40-32. And they beat Elmwood Burnock by a score of 51-39 at Pershing last night. We're going to see a team in Hardington Cedar Catholic here tonight that knocked off Superior in the first ball game on Thursday by a score of 50-36. And then they had to go overtime in the late game last night to beat West Point Central Catholic by a score of 50-45. Hardington Cedar Catholic is a team that is averaging 58 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up just 38.3 on the defensive end. They are making their eighth appearance here in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. They have won one previous state championship. That was in Class B back in 1986. They were state runner-up in Class B in 1987, and they were a state runner-up in 2001 in Class C2. So it's been a while since the Trojans have won a state championship in girls basketball. 1986 was the last year that they took home the hardware here from Lincoln. So a good matchup here tonight with Sandy Creek and Hardington Cedar Catholic. Good crowd on hand for this final ball game of the sixth year at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We look back to Hardington Cedar Catholic again. Their leading scorer is Dana Dickus. She is averaging 12.5 points per ball game and 7 rebounds per game. Shelby Newhoplin is averaging just a skosh under double digits at 9.9, and Jillian Pillemeyer is averaging 9.8 points per ball game. So a good matchup here for the Class C2 state championship game tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It is Hardington Cedar Catholic and the Cougars of Sandy Creek. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue in 1 minute.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance, also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Ingles Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Ingles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce and the Our Family line of products. This week's specials, good Wednesday through Saturday, include MBA Smart Chicken Split Breasts, 99 cents a pound. Green and Red Seedless Grapes, 99 cents a pound. Totino's Party Pizzas, 10 for $10. Ingles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield, wishes the Sandy Creek girls good luck at the state tournament.
And we're back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center as we get set for the Class C2 state championship ball game. I wondered if Russ Neinmeyer was going to pull out the red blazer that he wore so many times back there in the 1990s, and now we see it. Russ Neinmeyer, the head coach for Sandy Creek, has pulled out the red blazer. Tell you what, he can still get in that baby if that's the same one that he wore back in the 90s. But that was his patented look as Sandy Creek had those nice runs to the state championship. And now the Sandy Creek Cougars, first time back in the state tournament since 2003, back in the state title game. It just seems like this is where they're supposed to be in girls basketball, playing for a state championship. So we're set to go here tonight. Good matchup, I think, between Sandy Creek and Hardington Cedar Catholic, the Cougars and the Trojans here tonight. Sandy Creek coming in, a record of 22 wins and 3 losses on the season. Hardington Cedar Catholic with a mark of 21 wins and 4 losses as we get set to go here tonight in this basketball game. We're going to have the introduction of the starting lineups here tonight. We will introduce all the players in front of the crowd on hand here this evening before we get to the starting lineups, and we'll get set for this Class C2 state championship ball game here tonight. Sandy Creek picking up wins over Tri-County and Elmwood Murdoch so far in this state tournament. 40-32 over Tri-County, 51-39 over Elmwood Murdoch. Huntington Cedar Catholic picking up wins over Superior and West Point Central Catholic, 50-36, and also 50-45. Well, we're going to see a lot of red on the old floor here tonight. Sandy Creek going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms. Trimmed and lettered in the red, just the opposite for Huntington Cedar Catholic here tonight. The roar you hear is from the Sandy Creek fans who are located across the way from us here as we view this one from the floor of the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So Sandy Creek is going to go with Montana Hendricks in the ball game, a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 5 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Ashley Harms is a 5'11" junior, actually a 5'11" sophomore, who's averaging 12 points and 8.9 rebounds per game. Carrie-Ann Shaw, who's a 5'9" junior, averaging 13 points and 9.6 rebounds per game. Also, Michaela Shaw, who's a 5'11" freshman, averaging 13 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. And Brianna Schick, who's a 5'10" senior, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per game. So as you can tell, despite the youth for the Sandy Creek team, they have made it into the state tournament. Sandy Creek could be good again next year as Russ Neimeyer will reload for the 2010-2011 season. So the Cougars being introduced here. Huntington Cedar Catholic again, a team averaging 58 points per ball game on offense. Dana Dix, or Dickus, is their leading scorer in the ball game. Dana is a 5'10" junior, averaging 12.5 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Also, Jillian Philemeyer, a 5'8" senior, averaging 9 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. Shelby Newhoffland is a 6-foot senior, averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Tracy Peets, also in the starting lineup, a 5'7" junior, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. And the other starter is going to be Madison Becker. Becker, on the season so far, is averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. She is a 5'6" senior. Huntington Cedar Catholic and Sandy Creek here tonight. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Welcome back with a tip-off. You're listening to the Girls Class C2 State High School Basketball Championship.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly supports Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
All right, we're back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class C2 State Championship ball game. Glad to have you aboard. This is the sixth state championship game played here at the Devaney Center here today. We'll see if Sandy Creek can win their ninth state title here tonight. So Russ Neimeyer now around his troops before they come out on the floor. The Cougars again 22-3 on the season. Huntington Cedar Catholic is 21-4. Sandy Creek will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. Huntington Cedar Catholic comes out. After picking up a win over West Point Central Catholic, they had a late game last night, and then that game went into overtime. So out of all the teams, I think, in the state tournament, this is a team that has had the least amount of rest until the state championship ball game here tonight. Jumping things up for Sandy Creek. Into the center circle is going to be Michaela Shaw. Dana Dick is into the center circle for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Ball is in the air. The tip is going to be controlled by Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms grabs it. Her driving layup is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Dana Dick. And so Sandy Creek with a golden opportunity there in the opening possession. They do not get the field goal to go down. Philemeyer has got the ball. Cross-court pass comes to Becker in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It's brought down by Sandy Creek. And a jump ball is going to be called. Darian Shaw is tied up on the play there. As the field goal would not go, the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Cedar Catholic, however. Hardington will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. They get it into the lane, and another jump ball is called. They get it right in front of Dana Dickus in front of the basket there. And a jump ball is called. This time, Sandy Creek will play things in. Ashley Harms will play things in for the Cougars. Pressure by Cedar Catholic here in backcourt with a ball. Is going to be a Montana Hendricks. Goes over to Ashley Harms into the forecourt. Now to Carrie Ann Shaw. Shaw comes over to Ashley Harms. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. The ball's tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Becker. The first turnover in Sandy Creek here in the ball game. Here comes Huntington Cedar Catholic back with the ball. Right in front of us is Tracy Peets, picked up by Shaw as the Cougars go with a man-to-man defense. Here's Becker down low. A shot is taken. It's going to be no good there by Philemeyer. The ball is loose and is brought down by Michaela Shaw of Sandy Creek. Shaw down the far sideline. Two good defensive teams here tonight. A pass comes to the near side, and it's going to go out of bounds. It was brought up by Sandy Creek. Giving chase was Montana Hendricks. She could not get here. The official getting in the way here on the near sideline as the ball goes out of bounds. Hendricks has lost the touch of the second turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. It's going to be Hardington Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball now here in backcourt. Molly Dickus will play it in. The ball's going to be deflected. The scramble is on, and we got at the bottom of the stack, Dana Dickus comes down there with the ball, gets it away to Philemeyer. She drives and shot up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouled in the play by Morgan Hendricks. Tell you what, these are two clubs that are fired up here tonight. They're diving after loose balls. And Morgan Hendricks picks up the first personal foul of the ball game. First team foul on the Cougars. So we got some free throws coming up here. A shot is up and in by Jillian Philemeyer. That's her first free throw of the ball game, and Huntington Cedar Catholic scores the first point of the contest. Bill Meyer has had games of 7-9 so far in the state tournament. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. That one is around the rim and down, so Huntington Cedar Catholic grabs the lead over Sandy Creek. The score is 2-0. Here's a Montana Hendricks back. Her pass across the lane, right to left, deflected away from Ashley Harms. Ashley picks it up on the far sideline. Huntington Cedar Catholic all over. Finally, she gets rid of it down there to Carrie Ann Shaw. And Russ wants to call a timeout. Ball club having a tough time here. Huntington Cedar Catholic very aggressive defensively here in the first minute and 20 seconds of the ball game. Sandy Creek wants to slow things down a little bit. Russ Neinmeyer calls the timeout. We'll take a quick break here, a 30-second timeout. Huntington Cedar Catholic 2, Sandy Creek nothing.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
As we come back, Sandy Creek will play things in. They get it to Michaela Shaw. She's double-teamed, and now she's being pressured down there on the baseline, and finally a double dribble violation is called on Shaw. Very aggressive defense here by Huntington Cedar Catholic. Sandy Creek did a good job on the defensive end last night, and Huntington Cedar Catholic likewise turning up the heat right from the get-go here. There's a Becker with the ball for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Comes across the top. They get it to a Peets. Peets dribbling on the left side of the way. Now retreats back out here in three-point territory. Sandy Creek in the man-to-man defense. Tracy Peets gets it away from Carrie Ann Shaw. Peets having problems with a dribble. Now gets it under control. Feeds it inside to Molly Dickus. Molly goes to Madison Becker. Dribble penetration on the right side of the lane. Her shot no good. Rebounded here by Dana Dickus. Gets it back outside, and the shot is up and in. Jillian Philemeyer. Philemeyer's got all 4 points in the ball game here for Huntington, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Sandy Creek with the ball. Here's Montana Hendricks. Gets it across the timeline to Carrie Ann Shaw. Down in the corner now to a Morgan Hendricks. Morgan dribbling to the ball back out into three-point territory. Man-to-man defense here for Huntington. There's Montana Hendricks with the ball. Montana looks, goes to Ashley, rather to a Carrie Ann Shaw. Shaw drives to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked out of her hands and out of bounds. It was deflected, and the ball went up and touched the bottom of the backboard. It goes out of bounds, and Sandy Creek will play things in underneath their own hoop, still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. They get it in to Carrie Ann Shaw. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. Off of the inbound, they got it right to Shaw in the lane, and she is hacked to the arm, and now Shaw will go to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. Molly Dick is picking up the personal foul for Huntington. There are three Dickuses who play for Huntington Cedar Catholic on this team. Terry Ann Shaw gets the free throw to go down. Sandy Creek on the scoreboard. 4-1 is the score now. Huntington has got the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Shaw. He's had games of 9-21 so far in the girls' state high school basketball tournament, scoring 21 points in the ball game yesterday over Elmwood Murdoch. There's Cedar Catholic back with the ball now in this girls' Class C2 state championship ball game. Tracy Peets has got it, dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass comes to the wing. Now down low to Dickus. Dickus works it inside. Back to the right sideline now to a Tracy Peets. To the free throw line. Philemeyer shot no good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. Shaw being pressured. Dribbles out of there with the ball. Carrie Ann down the near sideline. Her pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Tracy Peets. Drives the ball to the hole for Huntington. The shot is up and in. Tracy Peets gets the interception and drives it right to the hole on the Sandy Creek turnover. It's now a 6-2 ball game. Huntington has got the lead. There's Montana Hendricks, double team here on the near sideline. Gets it away. In backcourt, Ashley Hans is whistled for a traveling violation. Sandy Creek has turned the ball over four times already here in the first quarter. Shelby Newhoffman coming into the contest now. Kendra Lambers will check in for Huntington. Lambers right in front of us will play things in for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Picked up here by Morgan Hendricks. And now they get it in to a Tracy Peets. Peets comes over here on the near sideline to Lambers. Down low. They get it to Philemeyer. Lumps it inside to Newhoffman, and his shot is up and in. Shelby Newhoffman with a field goal, and Huntington has jumped on the Cougars early. 8-2 is the score. Carrie Ann Shaw has got it down to Ashley Harms, splits a couple of defenders, drives it down the right side of the lane, down to the baseline to get it out here to a Morgan Hendricks. Hendricks out in three-point territory. Bounce pass comes out to Carrie Ann Shaw. Man-to-man defense for Huntington as she has her pocket pick. Tracy Peets gets the steal, drives around, Shaw to the goal. Her shot is good, but she is called for the traveling violation. Peets got the steal away from Shaw. Shaw dropped back defensively. Peets took it to the hole, but she was whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Huntington. Sandy Creek has got only two shots away so far in the first 4 minutes of the ball game because of the pressure defense of Huntington. Here's Shaw driving down the lane. She takes it to the basket. Her shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by Molly Dickus. Dickus is going to be tied up in a play. Now a jump ball. Nope, it's going to be a foul called. A foul will go on Sandy Creek. That's going to go on Michaela Shaw. That's going to be her first. Now we got a timeout on the floor. Sandy Creek has had three shot attempts here in the first 4 minutes. They're 0 for 3. Huntington Cedar Catholic, 3 out of 7. The Cougars have turned the ball away six times already here in the first 4 minutes of this ballgame. Russ Neimeyer now talking with his troops. They've got a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break here. Huntington Cedar Catholic 8, Sandy Creek 2.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek looking for their ninth state championship in girls basketball. But right now, Huntington Cedar Catholic putting all the pressure in the world on this Sandy Creek offense. They have forced six turnovers already in the basketball game, and we have played only 4 minutes of the contest. 4 minutes and some change. 4:03 to be exact. And now Tracy Peets has got the ball for Huntington. She'll bring things up against Shaw. Peets comes over here to a Lammers. Lammers holds it. Goes over the right side to a Dana Dickus. Long pass inside and knock the ball away as they try to get it to Shelby Newhoffman. Madison Becker will inbound for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tell you what, both sides, the fans are into this ballgame. Huntington throws the ball into the backcourt. It's saved there. Peets grabs it for Huntington. Peets down the left side of the lane. Back out to Lammers. At the point here for Huntington. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Madison Becker. Now back inside to Newhoffman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And now a foul is called in the rebound. Hammers picks up the personal foul for Huntington. Or will it? Nope, it's going to go on Shaw. They were battling for it inside there. Darianne Shaw picks up the personal foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first. Non-shooting situation. Cedar Catholic will inbound the ball. Baseline right side. Becker comes out to Lammers. A little ball fake. Brings her back down in the corner again to Becker. Brings it up high on the block. Top of the key to Dickus. Her pass inside, deflected away and lost off of the fingertips of Shelby New Holland. Out of bounds. Three turnovers now in Hardington here in the ballgame. 8-2 is the score. Hardington Cedar Catholic has got the lead over Sandy Creek early in the ballgame. 3:19 to go, first quarter. Darianne Shaw hustles into the forecourt. Now double team. Shaw's pass deflected. It is picked up by Ashley Harms, and she is hacked out here, and the foul is called. Tell you what, the Cougars just having a tough time getting into their offense whatsoever here in this first quarter. Very impressed by the Hardington Cedar Catholic defense. There comes Tori Wheeler coming into the ball game now, replacing Montana Hendricks. Sandy Creek will play things in on the far sideline. Madison Becker was the guilty party on that last foul for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Ashley Harms will inbound the ball to Carrie Ann Shaw. Shaw will bring it into the offensive zone. Man-to-man defense here for Hardington. To the near sideline, that's Michaela Shaw. Shaw puts it on the floor, takes it into the paint, goes up with a shot. It's going to be good, and she's fouling the play. Michaela Shaw hits the field goal for Sandy Creek. That is the first field goal of the ball game for the Cougars. And it will come at the 2:58 mark. And now Shaw goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Michaela Shaw gets the Cougars' first field goal, and she makes it a three-point play. Sandy Creek is back to within 3 points now. 8-5 is the score. Madison Becker with the ball for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Down on the baseline to Dickus. Bounce pass in the lane, deflected away. Grabbing the ball. Now we got a jump ball called. We got it to Dana Dickus, but I think she's going to be guilty of a foul here. She was wrestling for the ball, and that's the case. Dana Dickus is hit with a personal foul for Huntington. That's the 14th foul on the Trojans. 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-5, but the Cougars can tie things up with a three-point goal. They get it to Shaw in the lane. Shot is up and in. Carrie-Ann Shaw scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 8-7. Sandy Creek back within 1 point. Lammers has got the ball now for Hardington. In the offensive zone, cross-court pass goes to Philemeyer. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. It can be deflected. Sandy Creek has got the ball. Out of there is Michaela Shaw. A turnover on Hardington. That's going to be their fourth turnover in the ball game. Sandy Creek with it now. Carrie Ann Shaw into the offensive zone again. Shaw comes to the near sideline to Morgan Hendricks. Out on top now to Ashley Harms. Over on the wing to Carrie Ann again. Shaw looking in the block. Nothing there. Bounce pass goes to Michaela Shaw. Circles around the defender. Bounce pass over here to Morgan Hendricks. Her shot from 10. Air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Dana Dickus. Dickus gets it into the hands now of Lammers. Right-handed dribble. About waist high. Drives the ball down the lane. To the hole. Her shot good. Kendra and Lammers scores for Hardington. 10-7 is the score. Now we got a foul in backcourt and Lammers. Kendra Lammers picks up her first personal foul. Or rather, Madison Becker. Becker picks up her second. Both Lammers and Becker there. And Becker gets in with a personal foul. Shelby Newhoffman comes back into the ball game now for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Ashley Harms will inbound the ball for Sandy Creek to Montana Hendricks. Montana on the dribble now for Sandy Creek. Out there is a Philemeyer for Huntington Cedar Catholic at the point. There's Carrie Ann Shaw, right side. They get it to Michaela Shaw. Down to a Tori Wheeler. She drives the ball to the hole, and the ball's going to be stripped away. It's picked up by Philemeyer, the seventh turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. 1:20 to play. First quarter, 10-7. Hardington with the lead. They lob it back inside, and a foul is going to be called. They're trying to get it to a Shelby Newhoffman. It was off of her fingertips out of bounds. No foul called. A lot of contact in there. No foul call. It's just a turnover on Hardington. That's their fifth of the ballgame. Sandy Creek has turned it over seven times here in the first quarter. There's Shaw with the ball. Shaw gets it away. Hendricks, her shot is up and in. Montana Hendricks scores for Sandy Creek, a short jumper. She's now got her first field goal of the ball game. Sandy Creek is back within 1 point, 10-9. Very fast-paced first quarter here tonight. Down on the baseline is going to be a Philemeyer. Drives to the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Shaw. The ball is going to be recovered by Carrie Ann Shaw. The block by Michaela. So the Shaw sisters teaming up there for Sandy Creek. And now Carrie Ann has got the ball back here for the Cougars. Goes over here on the right side to Michaela Shaw. holds it high above her head. Michaela with the ball. Comes out here in three-point territory to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler brings it back down to Ashley Harms. Bounce pass goes inside to Shaw. Trying to put a move on. Spins around down on the baseline. In the lane. Now goes on the baseline. Here's a shot. It's up and in. That's the Montana Hendricks scoring on a short jumper on the left baseline. And Sandy Creek has the first lead of the ballgame. 11-10. Cougars out on top. 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tracy Peets with the ball. Drives it. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be a foul called. They got it to a Philemeyer. And Philemeyer is going to be fouled, rather, a Newhoffland. And Newhoffland will go to the free throw line. Michaela Shaw picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. Newhoffland goes to the free throw line here. Her shot is up there. The shot is short. Ball's off the right side. No good. Newhoffland just a skosh under double figures for her scoring average at 9.9. She has scored 6 and 4 so far in the two-ball game. Hardington Cedar Catholic here in the state tournament. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's a Tori Wheeler. Comes down the near sideline. Does not get a shot away. And Sandy Creek will have the lead after the first quarter. In the Class C2 state championship ball game tonight, here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a 1 minute timeout here at the end of the first quarter. Sandy Creek 11, Hardington 10.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
All right, first quarter in the book, Sandy Creek and Hardington. Very competitive first quarter, 11-10 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. And now we got a foul here on the near sideline, and they lose it out of bounds. Hardington loses the ball out of bounds here as they were playing it in. To start the second quarter, so the Cougars will get it. Here's the ball deflected, and Hardington gets the ball right back. Peets drives it down the lane, takes it to the hole, her shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek. Harms has got it right in front of us. Gets it away to a Carrie Ann Shaw. Shaw into the forecourt. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. And now retreats back out here in three-point territory. Gets it away to Montana Hendricks. Montana brings it back to the center of the floor. Hardington still in that tough man-to-man defense. Ashley Harms to Montana Hendricks. Montana holds it. Lob pass down low. That's a Schlick with the ball. Her shot is up there. It's good. Brianna Schick going there for Sandy Creek. She is second in the ball game here at the beginning of the second quarter. They go right to work inside. Schick gets the field goal to go down. Sandy Creek now with a three-point lead. 13-10 is the score. Down in the corner, Peets. Back outside, Philemeyer. Long-range jumper for three. Good. Jillian Philemeyer scoring. She's now got 7 points. And Hardington comes back to tie things up at 13 points apiece. There's Shaw with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Shaw, bounce pass. Montana Hendricks on the far side. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Ashley Harms. She tries to make a spin move down to the baseline, and she's called for the traveling violation. 8 turnovers on Sandy Creek now in the ballgame. The Cougars 5 out of 9 so far from the field for 55%. Hardington 5 out of 12, 41%. 7 turnovers on Hardington. Sandy Creek has got 9 already in the ballgame. Hardington has got the ball on their offensive end. Good first half so far here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center for the Class C2 State Championship. Cougars in a man-to-man defense. Becker goes to work inside. A bounce pass to Dickus. Back outside. A three-pointer. Put up and in. Jillian Philemeyer hits another three. Back-to-back threes for Jillian. He has now got 10 points in the ballgame. And Hardington goes back out on top by a score of 16-13. Hardington with 6 straight points to begin the second quarter. Montana Hendricks goes on the right side to Morgan Hendricks, and she has called for the traveling violation. Morgan trying to drive the ball to the hole, forgot to put the ball down first. and a traveling violation is called. And now we have got a timeout. Yep, we got a timeout on the floor. Media timeout here. 6 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the first half from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Think of the 1 minute timeout. Hardington Cedar Catholic with a lead over Sandy Creek. It's 16-13.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Well, Sandy Creek relying on their inside game so far. Cougars have not shot a three-pointer so far in this ball game. Hardington Cedar Catholic, 2 out of 2 on threes. And Hardington has got the ball. Here's Madison Becker, gets around Shaw, goes to the far sideline to Lammers. Lammers brings it out to Becker again at the top of the key. Sandy Creek stays in a man-to-man defense. Left side to get it to Philemeyer, down in the baseline now to Molly Dickus. The Lammers, top of the key, moves it on the wing on the right side to Madison Becker. To the far sideline, that's Philemeyer, who has knocked down 10 points so far here in this basketball game. Hardington works here against Sandy Creek's defense, and now a traveling violation is called on Lammers. Trying to penetrate the Sandy Creek man-to-man, and finally Lammers makes the mistake out here, and she is called for the traveling violation. Sandy Creek will play things in. Ashley Harms gets it in the hands of Montana Hendricks. Montana with the ball back in the offensive scoring zone. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Feeds to Ashley Harms. Now down in the corner. Shaw has got it. Shaw, bounce pass goes inside. It ricochets off of the body of Michaela Shaw. And another turnover on Sandy Creek. They're 11 to the ball game. Here comes Kendra Lammers now with the ball for Hardington. Over to Becker. Another whistle and a traveling violation is called. They handed the ball away there to Molly Dickus, who is moving the ball to the baseline. And a traveling violation is called right back here on Hardington. 9 turnovers now on Cedar Catholic. 11 on Sandy Creek. The Cougars trailing in the ball game, 16-13. Shaw drives it down the left side of the lane. Michaela puts the defender in the air, and now a traveling violation is calling her. Michaela took it all the way to the baseline. She drove it down the right side of the lane, put a little ball fake there, and a traveling violation is calling Shaw. 12 turnovers now in Sandy Creek. Inbound pass is going to be tipped. It is loose, and Lammers is going to grab it here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Lammers goes to the far sideline to Molly Dickens, cuts it back to the center of the floor, feet to the baseline, Philemeyer, shot from 10, no good. Rebound is loose, it comes out here into three-point territory. Lammers to the far sideline to Dickens, back inside, his shot is up and in. They get it inside to Dana Dickens, and Dana scores. And Huntington now has a five-point lead. 18-13 here in the ball game. We're in the second quarter. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Montana Hendricks goes on the far sideline to Ashley Harms. Now to Shaw from the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane and shot up and in. Shaw takes it right to the hole for Sandy Creek. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 18-15. Cougars down by 3. Pressure and back with the ball stolen away by Shaw. Shaw is up there. It's good. Shaw with a steal in backcourt. She gets the field goal. Shaw now with 9 points in the ballgame. 18-17, Hardington with a one-point lead. There's Dickus with the ball on the far sideline. Trapp gets it away to Lammers. Lammers, rainbow pass goes to the far side to Madison Becker. Becker holds it right in front of head coach Russ Steinmeier. Shaw right in her face defensively, gets it away to Philemeyer. Philemeyer takes it back to Becker. Now Madison puts it on the floor, dribbles into the lane. Her shot, she banks it home. And her stopped along the far sideline. Becker got away, circled around and took it right down the lane and scores for Hardington. Cedar Catholic now with a three-point lead, 20-17, and now we got a jump ball called. Nope, a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Becker as she tries to get the steal on Montana Hendricks of Sandy Creek. So a foul is called on Becker. And Becker's going to have to come out of the ball game. That's her third personal foul. Peach comes back in there now for Hardington. Sandy Creek will play things in on the far sideline. Tori Wheeler into the contest now for the Cougars. Has got the ball. Over to Michaela Shaw. Down on the baseline to Schick. Now to Torrey Wheeler. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot knocked away from Shaw. And the ball's going to be recovered here by Peets. Runs it back the other way. One on three. Peets goes over to Lammers. Drives for the basket. Her shot no good. And she's fouling the play. A foul is going to go on Morgan Hendricks. For Sandy Creek, that's going to be her second. Hardington will play things in. Now we got another timeout on the floor. Another media timeout here. Pay a bill. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Hardington Cedar Catholic out on top of Sandy Creek. It's the Trojans 20, the Cougars 17.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Our Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a you get more. Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
Ingles Market on Main Street. It's your grocery store in Fairfield. Ingles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce and the R Family line of products. This week's specials, Good Wednesday through Saturday, include NBA Smart Chicken Split Breasts, 99 cents a pound. Green and Red Seedless Grapes, 99 cents a pound. Totino's Party Pizzas, 10 for $10. Ingles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield, wishes the Sandy Creek girls good luck at the state tournament.
All right, Hardington plays it in. Lammers down the right side of the way, and her shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Schick. 20-17 is the score. Sandy Creek right now trailing by 3 points. Cougars have the ball. Torrey Wheeler has got it out in three-point territory. And now Hardington still playing that man-to-man defense. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Molly Dickus. Another turnover on Sandy Creek. That's 14 turnovers on the Cougars so far in the basketball game. Peets has got it on the wing to Lammers. They work the ball inside. It's going to be knocked loose and out of bounds. They're trying to get it to Hoffman in the lane there for Hardington. It's going to be Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Pillemeyer will inbound the ball here for Hardington as they get it to Molly Dickens. Her pass deflected, picked up on the near sideline. Lammers has got the ball now at the Peets. Drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, bounce pass to Lammers. Takes it down to the baseline. Her little 10-footer is going to be up no good. Rebound Shaw, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Lammers of Hardington. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on Cedar Catholic. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. And this will be a 1-1 situation now. As Shaw will go to the free throw line. Shaw so far has got 9 points in the ball game. She's hit a 3. A couple of 2-point field goals. And she's 2-of-2 from the free throw line. Make it 3-of-3 as that one goes down. Hardington 20, Sandy Creek 18. Girls Class C2 state championship here tonight. Darianne Shaw will have one more. That one is in the air. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Peets. Peets has got the ball for Hardington. Down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. She works against Shaw. Peets on the dribble. Lobs it to the near side. That's going to be a Pillemeyer with it now. Dribbles once. Comes out to Lammers. Lammers holds it. Back to the wing. Molly Dickus down to the baseline to Pillemeyer. Back out to Peets. Drives it to the free throw line. Gives it up. Near sideline to Pillemeyer. Now to Peets again. Picked up by Shaw. Peets dribbles back out of the three-point territory. Good defense here by Sandy Creek. Molly Dickus goes inside to Newhoffman. Spins. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but a double dribble violation. Newhoffman whistles for the double dribble violation here on Hardington Cedar Catholic. She's a big girl, 6 foot and a senior. Has been averaging 9 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Causing the Cougars a little problem inside. But Sandy Creek can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Wheeler. Dribble penetration, dumps it off. Far sideline to Shaw. Takes it down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be no good, and the rebound is brought down by Peets in the lane. So now Peets has got it back for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Works against Shaw. Into the forecourt. Comes near side to Dickus. Dickus right-handed dribble back outside to Lammers. Lammers holds it right at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over here to Pillemeyer. Shot from 15 is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down in the lane to Ashley Harms. Cougars can pull ahead here with a 3-point goal. 1:20 to play in the second quarter. Torrey Wheeler has got it now for Sandy Creek. On the left side, Ashley Harms looked at the three. Goes down to Schick. Now to Torrey Wheeler. Back out to the top of the key to Michaela Shaw. Now to Wheeler. Dribble penetration. Leads it down to the baseline again. That's Schick with the ball. The Torrey Wheeler inside. That's Shaw. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Shaw misses one right in front of the basket. And the rebound comes down to Cedar Catholic. Arnington back with the ball with under a minute to play here in the second quarter. Lammers bounce pass. High post to Philemeyer on the wing. Right side to Dickus. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound. Lammers gets it back to Dickus. Back outside. That's to Philemeyer. She's off for the traveling violation. Philemeyer out here in three-point territory right at the top of the key. A little ball fake again as she tried to move it down the lane, and a traveling violation is called on Cedar Catholic. Sandy Creek will play things in here in backcourt. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Hardington Cedar Catholic with a two-point lead over Sandy Creek here in the Class C2 state championship game tonight. 20-18 is the score. Here's a Carrie Ann Shaw with the ball. Shaw comes out to Michaela Shaw. Michaela brings it back to Carrie Ann out here in three-point territory. We'll see if the Cougars go for the final shot here of this second quarter. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Toy Wheeler on the wing. Bounce pass knocked away from Schick. It is loose. It's picked up by Lammers. Another turnover on Sandy Creek. That's their 15th of the ball game. Now Hardington has got the ball back here. 14 seconds to go in the second quarter. Tracy Peets has got it. Picked up by Shaw. Now to Philemeyer. Hands it back to Peets. 7 seconds to go. Peets holding it. Goes on the wing on the right side to Molly Dickus. Down in the corner. Back outside to Peets. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Shaw. That's the end of the second quarter of play. So Hardington took it right down to the end. Finally, the last shot was blocked there as a Peets misses that one. Shaw right out in her face defensively there for Sandy Creek to block that last one down. So good ball game here in the Class C2 state championship ball game. At halftime, Hardington has got the lead over Sandy Creek. The score is 20-18. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Mike Will back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class C2 state championship at halftime. Hardington has got the lead over Sandy Creek. 20-18 is our score. Halftime show is brought to you by Allen's. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Hardington jumped on Sandy Creek early. I don't know if they were surprised about the defensive pressure they were going to see in the ball game tonight, but the Cougars really had a tough time even get a good look at the basket. Turned the ball over 6 times in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hardington jumped out to an 8-2 lead, but then Sandy Creek comes back to score 5 straight points. The ball within 1 at 8-7, and then the Cougars grabbed the lead at the end of the first quarter of play, despite being outplayed there in the first 8 minutes. Sandy Creek had an 11-10 advantage after one quarter. Hardington came right back and scored the first 3 points of the second half of play. We were tied up at 13 points apiece. Hardington went ahead by 5 at 18-13. And right now, Hardington with a 2-point advantage at halftime, 20-18. Neither team able to break away here in the first 16 minutes. We've been tied once. We've had 2 lead changes. And Sandy Creek right now down by 2 points, looking for their 9th girls state high school basketball championship. But Sandy Creek trailing in this one by a score of 20-18. Shooting numbers in the first half of play. The Cougars are now hitting 50% of their field goals. They are 7 out of 14 from the field. Sandy Creek has not yet attempted a 3-point shot, and the Cougars are 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. Hardington just 38% from the field in the first half. They are 8 out of 21 They are 2 out of 2 on three-pointers and 2 out of 4 from the free-throw line. Rebounding war is being won by Hardington right now, 12-10. Sandy Creek has turned the ball over 14 times during the first half of play. 12 turnovers for Hardington Cedar Catholic. That just shows the aggressiveness of the defense here tonight. Hardington has got 3 block shots and 8 steals in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 2 block shots and 5 steals. Largest lead of the ball game, Hardington Cedar Catholic 6. Sandy Creek is led by as many as 3, and we basically played between those 2 points here in the first 16 minutes. Hardington has got the lead over Sandy Creek by 2. It is 20-18. We'll come back and check the scoring as we continue in 1 minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
We're the New Tech Boy Superstore. Our Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Whether you get more, Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Class C2 state championship ball game tonight. Hardington Cedar Catholic being led by Jillian Philemeyer so far in the ball game. She has got 10 points in the contest. She's knocked down a couple of three-pointers. Got a two-point field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. So, Philemeyer with 10 points in the ball game. Other than that, they've got 5 girls that have scored 2 points. Kendra Lammers has got a field goal for 2. Madison Becker, a field goal for 2. Tracy Peets, a field goal for 2. Same thing for Shelby Newhoffland. And Dana Dickus has got a field goal and 2 points. Arlington, again, 2 out of 4. From the free throw line here in the first 16 minutes. Carrie Ann Shaw leading the way again for Sandy Creek. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Shaw so far has knocked down 3 field goals in the ball game. Actually, you got her credited with 9 points. 9 points for Shaw in the ball game. So she's got 3 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Michaela Shaw's got 3 points on a 2. And she's also got 1 free throw. Montana Hendricks has knocked down a couple of field goals and 4 points here in the ball game. And Brianna Schick has got a field goal for 2. So Sandy Creek Cougars are trailing Huntington Cedar Catholic here at halftime. The score is 20-18. We'll have more right after this 1 minute timeout.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Final ball game of 6 here today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Class A State Championship, if you're just joining us, won by Bellevue West tonight, 51-38. They repeat in Class A. The Class B winner was also a repeat winner. Seward wins their 50th game in a row, their second straight state championship today, 68-45 over Gretna. C1, likewise, a repeat winner. Bishop Newman wins their second straight in their second overall state championship in girls basketball as they beat Wahoo today, their crosstown rivals, in overtime, 58 to 55. We've got this Class C2 state title game going on right now. We're at halftime. Hardington with a lead over Sandy Creek. The score is 20-18. The D1 title was won by Elkhorn Valley, 57-52 over East Butler. Elkhorn Valley winning their second state championship in school history. And in Class D2, Lindsay Holy Family wins their third overall title as they down Wynot today by a score of 40-37. Each class also held their consolation games at one of two gyms around the city of Lincoln today, either at Lincoln North Star or at Lincoln High. The consolation winners from today in Class A, Elkhorn takes home third place as they beat Lincoln Southwest by a score of 53-45. In Class B, consolation game was won by Alliance as the Bulldogs beat Omaha Scott behind Jordan Hooper's 47 points. Alliance beating Omaha Scott by a score of 70-59. Class C1 state championship game was won by Bishop Newman. The consolation game won by Lutheran High Northeast as they beat Kearney Catholic today by a score of 48-46. Class C2, West Point Central Catholic, no problems with Elmwood Murdoch in the third place game, 61-39. In D1, it was Silver Lake beating Humphrey today by a score of 47-38. And in D2, it was Chambers beating Lawrence Nelson by the final count of 43-38. In that Silver Lake ball game today, it was Cammie Breckman leading the way. She had 16 points in her final game as a Silver Lake Mustang. Had 4 points in the first half, came back with 12 more in the second. She finishes with 16 points, and now she'll move on to play for Jeff Dittman at Hastings College beginning this fall. Bailey Morris was also in double figures. She had 11, and Silver Lake ends the season with a mark of 25 wins and one loss. Their only loss this year was to the eventual state champions in Class D1. That was Elkhorn Valley, who won the title again earlier today over East Butler by a score of 57-52. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We have got the second half coming up. You're listening to the Class C2 State High School Basketball Championship.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
All right, the second half getting ready to get started here from the Sports Center. 20-18, Huntington Cedar Catholic with the lead. Huntington picking up wins over Ponca and Homer in their sub-district to get here. They beat Elgin Pope John in the district championship game. And then they have advanced to the championship game of the state tournament with wins over Superior and West Point Central Catholic so far. Again, they went overtime last night to beat West Point CC. The Cougars with wins over Tri-County and Elmwood Murdoch so far this week. Sandy Creek with the opening possession, driving the ball to the hole. It's Shaw, and her shot is up and in. Carrie Ann Shaw gets away and takes it right to the hole for Sandy Creek. And just like that, the Cougars have come back to tie things up. So a foul is going to go here on Pete's of Huntington Cedar Catholic. That's going to be her first. So Shaw goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play to give Sandy Creek the lead. Her shot is up there. It's good. Sandy Creek has got the lead here in the second half, 21-20 after the opening possession. As Shaw gets the three-pointer to go down the old-fashioned way. Huntington Cedar Catholic back with the ball down on the baseline. That's Philemeyer. They work it back around in the three-point territory to Peach. Dribble penetration. Loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Shaw. Shaw has got it down for Sandy Creek. Coming back the other way. Sandy Creek with a one-point lead. 21-20. Carrie-Anne Shaw comes over here on the wing to Michaela Shaw. As Arlington stays with that tough man-to-man defense, here's Montana Hendricks in three-point territory. Now to Shaw. Free throw line extended right side. Shaw dribbles once, sends it inside, spinning. Her shot is up there. It's up and in. Ashley Harms scores for Sandy Creek. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Sandy Creek out on top now with a score of 23-20. You're unlocked away. These two teams play defense. Here's Huntington with the ball as they come across the top. Phillemeyer's got it, lobs it down low, grabbing the ball. There is Dickinson. She's tied up on the play, a jump ball. They lob it down low on the block right side. She is tied up on the play as they try to take it to Dana Dickus. She's their leading scorer in the ball game. Actually, for the season at 12.5 points per ball game, she's got just a field goal and 2 points so far in this contest against the Sandy Creek. Possession arrow pointing in favor of the Trojans, so they go back to work. Here's a shot taken by Dickus. No good. Foul shot is up and in. Dana Dickus scores there for Huntington Cedar Catholic, and that gives the Trojans a one-point deficit to look at now as Sandy Creek comes back with the ball. Cougars have it here. Montana Hendricks out in three-point territory. Bounce pass to Shaw. Shaw holding the ball, comes out between the rings to Michaela Shaw. Over on the wing now on the right side to Montana Hendricks. Back down low to Harms, and her shot is up and in. Quick ball movement there. They get it down low on the block to the right side. Ashley Harms, and she lays it in. The Cougars now with a three-point lead, 25-22. Huntington has got the ball on the far sideline. Phillemeyer drives it around the screen, takes it to the basket and scores. Jillian Phillemeyer now with 12 points in the ballgame. 25-24, Cougars leading by a point. Montana Hendricks with the ball for Sandy Creek. Right-handed dribble. Now she switches hands. Goes to her left as she moves to her left side. Bounce pass to Shaw inside the free throw circle. Looking to penetrate. Now retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Right side. Hendricks has got it. Hendricks on the wing. Comes out to Shaw. This is Michaela Shaw. Holds it. Comes back to Hendricks. Back to Shaw. Swings it left side. Montana Hendricks, and a traveling violation is called on Montana Hendricks. 16 turnovers now in Sandy Creek in the ball game. 5:45 to play. Here in quarter number three, 25-24. Cougars have a one-point lead. Kendra Lambers has got the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected. Shaw has got it now for Sandy Creek, and she drives for the basket, and a foul is going to be called. Lambers is hit with a personal foul, trying to slow down Shaw as she was driving for the hole. That's the 14th turnover on Huntington. Lambers picks up her second foul. Team foul number two on Huntington here in the third quarter of play. Carrie-Anne Shaw will inbound the ball for Sandy Creek to Montana Hendricks. Back to the free throw line, Michaela Shaw. Her pass in the corner deflected away from Carrie-Anne. Carrie-Anne grabs it on the baseline, though. Her shot from 10 is no good. Rebound, Dana Dickus. Runs her back the other way against Hendricks. Stops just the right of the lane. Comes out into three-point territory to Phillemeyer. Out of the near side, here's a bounce pass on a low block. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shaw for Sandy Creek. Another turnover there on Huntington Cedar Catholic. Michaela Shaw gets the steal. Gets the interception there for the Cougars. Sandy Creek comes back the other direction. Hendricks goes down in the corner to Ashley Harms, and she is pushed from behind and goes out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called here on Huntington. So Sandy Creek will play things in. That's going to be the third team foul already on Huntington. Jillian Phillemeyer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And now we got a timeout on the floor. 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute timeout here. With the score, Sandy Creek 25, Huntington 24.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Mike Will back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. You've got the Class C2 State Championship, the final game of six here today in Lincoln. Sandy Creek has got a one-point lead, 25-24. over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Sandy Creek inbounding the ball on the far side. Hendricks has got it for the Cougars. Picks up her dribble. Now it's to get rid of it. Does so to Shaw. Michaela Shaw off to Hendricks again. Man-to-man defense here for Hardington Cedar Catholic. Peets goes for the steal and now a jump ball. Nope, but foul is going to be called. Tracy Peets is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number four already on Hardington here in the second half of play. Ashley Harms will inbound the ball now for the Cougars off of the far sideline to Montana Hendricks. Montana dribbling the ball out here for Sandy Creek. Peets again right in her face defensively. Montana picks up the dribble. Gets the pass away. It's going to be mishandled here by Shaw out of bounds. Not a very good pass thrown there by Montana. It was down around the shoe tops on Michaela Shaw. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And the Cougars give her right back here. Hendricks is going to check out of the ball game. And Morgan Hendricks comes in there now for head coach Russ Neinmeier. Hardington has got the ball. They can pull ahead here with a two-point field goal. Kendra Lambers on the dribble gives it away to a Philemeyer out here in three-point territory. Comes to a Molly Dickus, down the right side to a Lammers. Lammers holds it, cross-court pass, goes to the far side. Little hesitation. Peets looking to penetrate, can't do it against Shaw. Back out between the rings, that's a Lammers with the ball. Lammers now to Dickus. Dickus loses it out on the baseline to a Philemeyer. A pass back outside, a shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Harms for Sandy Creek. An air ball thrown up there by Tracy Peets on the three-point attempt for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Harms right there, the rebound for Sandy Creek. The Cougars have the ball back in their offensive zone. Hendricks has got it. Free throw line extended right side. Morgan gets away. Comes out to Shaw. Shaw backing up now in three-point territory. Drives it for the hole, and now we got a timeout called. Russ Neinmeier wants to call a timeout as the Cougars having problems attacking the defense there for Hardington. Russ with his hands folded in front of the bench. He wants to talk things over. 3:47 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Hardington trailing Sandy Creek. The Cougars 25, the Trojans 24.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
As we come back in, Sandy Creek played the ball in, but now they're going to make them do it again. Ashley Harms will have to inbound the ball here as they get it to Shaw. Shaw now to Tori Wheeler. There's a pass to the wing. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Nearly taking it back the other way was Molly Dickus, who got her hands on it there for Huntington Cedar Catholic. It's going to be Sandy Creek playing it in here on the near sideline. Ashley Harms goes cross court to Morgan Hendricks. Morgan, not a Wheeler, dribbles to the top of the key, brings it back to Hendricks on the right wing. Not a Wheeler again. Here's a pass down low, deflected away from Shaw. She's got it in the lane, goes up. Her shot's going to be blocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Carrie Ann Shaw. Pass across the lane to Michaela Shaw. Her shot is up and in. I don't know if that was knocked out of her hands or it was an actual pass, but Michaela ends up getting the field goal there for Sandy Creek. In the lane, 27-24 is the score. The Cougars now with a three-point lead. A shot off the baseline, no good by Dickus. Ball is loose. It comes to the near sideline. Lammers grabs it, but she was out of bounds. And Huntington gives the ball back to the Cougars here. End of the ball game now for Sandy Creek, Montana Hendricks. Sandy Creek has got a three-point lead, 27-24. The Cougars now 11 out of 20 from the field for 55%. Hardington 10 out of 26, 38%. Sandy Creek still with no three-point attempts so far in the ball game. Hardington is 2 out of 2. 31 turnovers, though, combined between the two teams. We're still in the third quarter, 2:56 to play. Good defense out of both teams here tonight. Ashley Harms moves it down on the baseline. That's Michaela Shaw. Shaw to Hendricks inside. They get it to Shaw. Loses control of the ball. It's loose. It's picked up by Shaw. And Shaw is up and in. Carrie Ann Shaw scoring there. She's got 14. 29-24. Sandy Creek now with a five-point lead here in the third quarter. Cougars starting to open things up. Here's Molly Dickus for three. Her shot's off the left side. No good. Rebound comes down. Ashley Harms. Harms has got it for Sandy Creek. Gets it away to Hendricks. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Comes over here to Ashley Harms. Harms now to Carrie Ann Shaw. Double team. Gets the ball away. Ashley Harms back out between the rings to Hendricks. Brings it back to the left wing. Harms down on the baseline to Shaw. Back out to Morgan Hendricks. Inside to Carrie Ann Shaw. Gets away. Goes for the hole. Shot good, but it won't count. She was fouled in the play. Tell you what, the going is pretty tough in the paint for both teams here tonight. Shelby New Hoffman picking up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Sandy Creek plays it in. Morgan Hendricks from the corner. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound. Harms are shot no good from point blank range. Ashley Harms misses the little bunny. A minute and 56 seconds to play in the third quarter. Cougars now with a 5-point lead, 29-24. Sandy Creek looks for their ninth state championship here in girls basketball. Molly Dickus comes across the top. That's going to be New Hoffman with the ball now. New Hoffman goes to Phillimeyer. Down in the corner left side to Madison Becker. Little ball fake. Comes up high out here in the three-point territory. Gives it away now to Molly Dickus. Dickus out to Lammers. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Cougars still in that man-to-man defense. Becker out in the three-point territory again. And she comes out here to a New Hoffman. And now Huntington Cedar Catholic having a tough time cracking the defense. And as I say that, they move it down the right side of the lane to Molly Dickus, and she lays it in. Molly Dickus gets her first field goal of the ball game, and Huntington is now within the 3 points of Sandy Creek, and now we have got a foul called as they get it inside again to Carrie Ann Shaw. A foul is called here on Huntington Cedar Catholic. It's going to go on to Hoffman. That's going to be her second personal foul. I've got about three guys right behind me that will have absolutely no voice left by tomorrow morning. Here's an inbounds pass. The shot's going to be taken there by Michaela Shaw. She's fouled into play. So Michaela Shaw now goes to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. New Hoffman again gets whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her third shot of the free throw line. It's good. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Shaw's had a fairly decent state tournament so far. Had 10 points in their ball game against Tri County the other day. 8 points in their win last night over Elmwood Murdoch. Michaela Shaw will have one more. The shot is up. It's good. Nothing but twine for Michaela. It's now a 31-26 ball game. Sandy Creek matches their biggest lead here in the second half. Dana Dickus has got the ball in backcourt, working against Shaw. Gets rid of it now to Peets. Across the 10-second line, the pass is going to be deflected. It is loose. Scramble is on, and Sandy Creek comes down with it. Morgan Hendricks has got the ball, or Montana Hendricks, for Sandy Creek. To Shaw, down the far sideline. To Hendricks, now left side to Ashley Harms. Goes back out to Hendricks. Pass to the free throw line to Shaw. Back to Hendricks, left side to Harms on the wing. Shot good. Ashley Harms nails a 15-footer. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and now we got a foul called here. A foul is going to go on Montana Hendricks of Sandy Creek. 33-26. Sandy Creek has now opened up a 7-point lead over Huntington Cedar Catholic. This was a 2-point ball game at halftime, 20-18. 34 seconds to play. Tell you what, Sandy Creek playing defense like they did back in the 1990s when they were a dominant team in girls basketball. This is a good defensive squad here for Russ Neinmeyer. Here's Becker circling around underneath the basket. His shot's going to be lost out of her hands. It's picked up by Montana. Hendricks coming back the other way. She loses control of the ball. Picked up and driving back the other way. Driving for the hole. A shot no good. That's Peets with a steal, but she cannot finish at the other end. Rebound comes down to Shaw. 8 seconds to go. 7 seconds to go. Sandy Creek back in the offensive zone. Morgan Hendricks for three. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and that is the end of quarter number three. 3 quarters in the books in the girls' Class C2 State High School Basketball Championship. The score after three, Sandy Creek 33, Huntington 26. Back in 1 minute.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Ingles Market on Main Street is your grocery store in Fairfield. Ingles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce and the R Family line of products. This week's specials, good Wednesday through Saturday, include MBA Smart Chicken Split Breasts, 99 cents a pound. Green and Red Seedless Grapes, 99 cents a pound. Totino's Party Pizzas, 10 for $10. Ingles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield, wishes the Sandy Creek girls good luck at the state tournament.
All right, Sandy Creek just 8 minutes away from winning their ninth state championship. It's been 9 years since the Cougars have won a state championship under head coach Russ Neimeyer. So we'll see what happens here in the fourth quarter. 33-26, Cougars have a seven-point lead. Kerri-Ann Shaw goes down on the baseline to Michaela Shaw. Back out on the wing. Ashley Harms dribbles inside, puts up a shot and hits it. Ashley Harms hits the field goal. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 35-26. Sandy Creek out on top, the biggest lead of the ball game. There's a pass deflected away, and it's brought down in the lane there by Ashley Harms. Another turnover on Hardington. That is their 18th turnover in the basketball game. Here's a Morgan Hendricks with the ball on the far sideline. She has it swatted out of her hands out of bounds. After three quarters, Sandy Creek 14 out of 27 from the field, 51%. Hardington is 11 out of 29, 37%. Sandy Creek gets away, driving the ball to the hole, and scoring is Ashley Harms. Harms with 10 points in the basketball game, and Sandy Creek has opened up an 11-point lead, a double-digit lead for the first time here tonight, 37 to 26. There's a Molly Dickens with the ball, back out between the rings. The Becker has problems with it, picks it back up. And now Hardington will call a play out here. Phillemeyer has got the ball. The Peach comes to the near sideline. That's Becker with it now. Becker holds it out in three-point territory. Dribbles. Comes out to Molly Dickus. They work it back around to the left side to Phillemeyer. Back down low. A shot is taken there by Dickus, and a foul is called. Dana Dickus taking the shot there for Hardington Cedar Catholic, and a foul is going to be called on Morgan Hendricks. That's going to be the third foul on Morgan. Dana Dickus to the free throw line for Hardington. She's got 4 points so far tonight. This will be her first free throw. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Dana Dickus scored 18 points in the ball game against Superior the other night. Had 14 in their semifinal win over West Point Central Catholic. She's got four so far tonight against the Sandy Creek defense. And now Hardington wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the basketball game from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a one-minute timeout to score Sandy Creek 37, Hardington 26.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
Dickens hits the free throw. Now Sandy Creek turns the ball away right at the 10-second line. And Hardington has got the ball back. It's now a 37-27 ball game. Cougars with a 10-point lead. Lammers with it deep in the corner to the left side. They get it to Dickens. Spins in the lane. Puts it up off of the window and scores. And will the count? It will not. She was fouled in the way in there. The basket does not count. Foul is going to go on Sandy Creek, so it's going to be Cedar Catholic inbounding the ball. Michaela Shaw picks up the foul there for Sandy Creek. Cedar Catholic will play things in. Dickus gets the ball back, and now she's tied up in a play. Tied up there by Michaela Shaw again for Sandy Creek. But the possession arrow again is pointing in favor of Hardington Cedar Catholic. They will inbound the ball, baseline right side. Underneath their own hoop, Madison Becker has to come way out on top. That's Lammers with the ball. Lammers goes over on the wing on the left side to a Becker. Now back inside, a shot is up and in. That is Dana Dickus scoring. Dickus now has 6 points in the ball game. Inbounds pass is deflected, picked up out to Sandy Creek, and now a traveling violation is called on the Cougars. And now Russ is up in front of the Cougar bench. He wants to call a timeout, as all of a sudden Hardington is putting pressure on in the backcourt. Sandy Creek a little unsure of themselves back here. And Russ Neimeyer wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hardington Cedar Catholic back within 8 points. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Sandy Creek 37, Hardington 29.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
All right, we came back, and Sandy Creeker's ready to inbound the ball, but it should be Hardington's ball, and now Cedar Catholic will inbound it. 37-29 is the score. Hardington has got it, driving the baseline. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Foul is shot by Phillip Myers. Going to be no good. Now a foul is calling the rebound. A foul is going to go on the Cougars. Shaw, Carrie Ann Shaw, picking up the personal foul. That's her second. Jillian Phillip Myers to the free throw line. She's got 12 points so far tonight. Her shot is up there. The shot good. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. And now Hardington Cedar Catholic starting to scratch their way back into things. Sandy Creek had an 11-point lead at 37-26. Hardington has scored the last 4 points of the ball game, making the last five as Phillemeyer gets her next free throw to go down. 37-31. 6:12 to play here in the ball game. Running back the other way for Sandy Creek is going to be Shaw. Now she's double-teamed on the far sideline. Shaw has to get rid of it. Does. It goes out of bounds. Deflected away from Ashley Harms. Sandy Creek will play it in. Baseline right side. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Harms gets it in. On the wing on the right side of Michaela Shaw. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles into the paint. Bounce pass to Carrie Ann Shaw. The baseline shot up there. It's good as she fouled. Carrie Ann Shaw gets a big field goal there for Sandy Creek. Took it to the free throw line and tried to make this a three-point play. Shaw now has 16 points in the basketball game for Sandy Creek. And Shaw goes to the line now to try to make this a three-point play, and she is fouled in a play by Dana Dickus of Huntington. That's going to be her second foul. Shaw looks up there. The free throw, good. Shaw now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Into the ball game for Huntington is going to be Molly Dickus. Coming out is going to be Kendra Lammers. So now Huntington going with a little bit taller lineup as Lammers will head to the bench. 5:59 to play in the third or fourth quarter. 40-31, Sandy Creek with the lead. Huntington has got the ball down the near sideline. Dana Dickus. Dickus down to Peets, into the forecourt now to Phillemeyer. The Peets moves to the right side. There's a Becker and a traveling violation again. Just a little ball fake over there. We got to put the ball down first, and a traveling violation is called on Huntington Cedar Catholic. That is the 19th turnover on the Trojans here in the ballgame. Sandy Creek back with the ball. Getting away on the dribble is Montana Henrich, still in backcourt. Montana gets it here to Ashley Harms, still working with it to get it to the 10-second line. Finally to do with a pass to Carrie Ann Shaw. Gets away, drives it with the hole. Shot is up there and in. Shaw now at 19 in the ball game. Sandy Creek is back out to an 11-point lead. 42-31. The Cougars have scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Phillemeyer goes on the right side. A shot is up and in. That's Molly Dickus. Dickus on the right sideline, actually the right baseline, scores there. And now Shaw falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Peach. Picks it up and drives into the hole and scores. A turnover on to Sandy Creek here in the ball game. Here comes Sandy Creek back the other way, down the near sideline. And again, it's going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. Five minutes and 4 seconds to play. Things heating up here in the Class C2 state championship ball game here tonight. Two very good defensive teams scoring off here tonight. Every point has been tough to come by. Here's Harms again, losing control of the ball, goes off of her leg out of bounds. Getting the feed from Carrie Ann Shaw. Harms could not handle it. The Cougars have turned the ball over 21 times in the basketball game. 19 for Huntington Cedar Catholic. So 40 turnovers between the two teams here tonight. Becker has got the ball now to Pillemeyer. Pillemeyer comes across the top to Dickus. Now to the near sideline to Madison Becker. That's Morgan Henricks out of their face defensively. They work it back around to Pillemeyer. Down to Dickus. Lobs it back outside the line to Peach. Drives the ball to the hole. A shot is up there. Left-handed. Good. Tracy Peach scoring there for Huntington. She has now got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 42-37. There's a pass to the far sideline. It's thrown over the head of Morgan Henricks out of bounds. So Huntington will play things in here in backcourt. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the Class C2 state championship. One of the better games we have seen here today. There's a Pillemeyer with the ball. Cross court comes to the near side to Becker. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Becker gets her own rebound. Now to Pete, flops it down inside to Dickus. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Dana Dickus getting the field goal there for Huntington Cedar Catholic, and she's fouling the play. The basket will count. Dickus now with 9 points in the ball game. 42-39. Huntington is back within 3 points. Ashley Harms picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Dickus to the free throw line. She's one out of two so far tonight. Her shot is up there. The shot is short. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms with the rebound. 42-33. Sandy Creek with the lead. Now we got a foul here. Again, it's going to go on Huntington, to go on Jillian Pillemeyer. That's going to be your second. Huntington now with 19 fouls here in the second half. Sandy Creek has got five. So going to the free throw line, Montana Henricks for Sandy Creek. She's got 4 points so far tonight and a couple of field goals. She has not shot a free throw. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Morgan had games of 3-2 so far in the state tournament. She's got 5 points so far tonight. Montana will have one more. Shot is off of the mark this time. Rebound comes down to Dickus. 43-39, Sandy Creek with a four-point lead. Becker has got it to the near sideline of Pillemeyer. Out on top to Dickus. They move it to the left side now. That's Pete's trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Tipped away. Picked up by Madison Becker. Down to Pillemeyer. Pillemeyer brings it back to Pete. Lobs it down low. The ball's going to be deflected by Shaw. Loose on a baseline contact. Made. It goes out of bounds. Going to get the ball to Sandy Creek. Shaw knocked down Madison Becker down there. Ball goes out of bounds, and they will give it to the Cougars. Sandy Creek will play things in. They get it to Shaw. Splits a couple of defenders. Comes to the near sideline. Now to Montana Henricks. Henricks down to the center portion of the lane. Now they dump it off down low, and it's on his up and in by Kayla Shaw. Shaw now at 9 points in the ball game. The Cougars have a six-point lead. 45-39 with 3:10 to play. Pillemeyer out on top to Molly Dickus. Dickus comes to the near side. That's Becker with the ball. Cross court goes down to the baseline. Shooting and missing is going to be Pillemeyer, but she's fouling the play. And Pillemeyer will go to the free throw line now. The foul is going to go on Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek. That's going to be her second. Jillian Meyer will go to the free throw line, but not before we have a Huntington timeout. Huntington Cedar Catholic will call a timeout with 3 minutes to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 45, Huntington 39. Back in 30 seconds.
Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Well, the official attendance announced here for the three-day tournament so far, 61,480. The total attendance for the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Philip Meyer to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. No good. That's the first free throw that Joey had missed here tonight. He has got 14 points in the ballgame. Sandy Creek, 45. Hardington Cedar Catholic, 39. There's the next shot by Philip Meyer. It's up and in. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. And now Hardington applying the pressure again here in backcourt. Michaela Shaw gets it into the far sideline. Montana Hendricks. Montana gets it into the forecourt. Now Ashley Harms dribbles down the left side. The later shot is up there. No good. Rebound, Dickus. Dickus gets the rebound to Peach. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Becker. Down on the baseline. Short jumper is up there. That one won't go. Michaela Shaw with the rebound for Sandy Creek. 2:42 to play. Shaw in backcourt. Gets it away now to Montana Hendricks. Montana dribbling to the ball. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Man-to-man defense here for Huntington Cedar Catholic. Carrie Ann Shaw in the lane spins, puts up a shot, no good. She's hacked in the arm and a foul is called. Carrie Ann Shaw will go to the free throw line now for Sandy Creek. Shaw, good ball game tonight, 19 points in the contest. At 21 yesterday in the win over Elmwood Murdoch. Shaw's free throw is up there, short. She is now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. The Cougars of Sandy Creek with a 5-point lead. It is 45-40, 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Next shot by Shaw. That one is good. Hung on the lip and dropped down through the hole. She's now got an even 20. Cougars with a 6-point lead, now 46-40. Madison Becker, right-handed dribble. Comes over here to Peach, dribbles into the lane, takes it to the basket. A shot is up there and in. Nice move to the basket by Tracy as she gets the field goal. She has now got 8 points in the ballgame. 46-42, Sandy Creek leading by 4. Here's Michaela Shaw with the ball now for the Cougars to Ashley Harms. Harms goes to Montana Hendricks, holding the ball. 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Cougars with a 4-point lead, trying to win their ninth state championship in girls basketball. Morgan Hendricks into the lane, bounce pass down low, is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Dana Dickus, another turnover on Sandy Creek. And now Hardington has got the ball back with a minute and 45 seconds to play, down by 4 points. 46-42, Madison Becker in three-point territory. Becker drives it down the paint, dumps it off down low, mishandled by Dickus, picks it up, and now a whistle and a foul is called. It's going to go on Michaela Shaw, I do believe. Michaela picks up her fourth personal foul. Going to the free throw line, Dana Dickus. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. This will be a one-and-one situation. Her shot is up there. It is short. Barely draws iron, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Michaela Shaw gives it away to Carrie Ann Shaw. A minute 24 to play. The Cougars with a 4-point lead. Carrie Ann dribbling with the ball, and now we got a 5-second violation. Colin Shaw dribbling out here right past the top of the key, and a 5-second violation is called on Shaw. Russ Neinmeyer doesn't like that one. That is the 23rd turnover on Sandy Creek here in the ballgame. And now Hardington will inbound the ball. Madison Becker has got it. The Cougars are still up by 4 points. A minute and 16 seconds to play. Becker hanging on to the ball. Gets it to a Tracy Peets. Tracy, bounce pass, left sideline to Becker. Down low, Philip Meyer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. Dickens grabs it. Goes back up. Her shot no good. And a whistle and a... Oh, she goes out of bounds. Dana Dickus grabs the ball just left of the basket there, steps on the in line, and they will give the ball to a Sandy Creek here with a minute and 3 seconds to play. Cougars still with a 4-point lead. Carrie Ann Shaw gets away from the pressure into the forward court to Hendricks. Morgan has got it. Now her pass deflected back out of bounds. Sandy Creek will play things in. Russ Neinmeyer working the official over there for some reason, right in front of the Cougar bench. There's the inbound pass. They will get it into Shaw, and she's going to be immediately fouled into play. Tracy Peets picking up the personal foul for Huntington. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line will be Shaw. Ariane Shaw back to the line. She's got 20 points in the ball game, and she's still got 20, and she misses this one. She's now 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. 46-42. Cougars with a 4-point lead. Next one is up there. It is good. 47-42. Pillemeyer has got the ball down the far sideline for Huntington. Gets it away to Pikes, dribbles down the lane, dumps it off down to the baseline. The shot is up and in. That is Dana Dickus scoring there for Huntington. She has now got 11 points in the ball game. We get a timeout now for Huntington. It is a three-point ball game now with 44 seconds to play here in regulation. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Sandy Creek 47, Huntington 44.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
All right, both sides now are roaring on both sides of this joint here tonight. Class C2 state championship, the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Capping off a six state championship ball games here today. There's a pass that can be deflected. It's picked up here by Shaw. Sandy Creek has got it on the break, 3-on-3. And Michaela will hold up with the ball here for Sandy Creek. 35 seconds to go. The Cougars have a three-point lead, 47-44. And now we got a foul out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Huntington. Jillian Phillemeyer picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Darianne Shaw to the free throw line, 7 of 9 so far tonight. This one is up there. It's no good. Shaw misses the free throw. Kendra Lambert's into the ball game now, replacing Molly Dickus. A one-possession ball game right now is 47-44 with 31 seconds to play. Shaw's next free throw. That's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Phillemeyer. Shaw misses a pair of free throws. Huntington can tie with a three-point field goal. 25 seconds to go. Pikes dribbles down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down to Phillemeyer. First shot can be blocked down by Michaela Shaw, and a foul is going to be called. Shaw gets the block there for Sandy Creek, and a foul is going to be called as Huntington chased after the ball in the lane. And now we're going to have some free throws for Sandy Creek. Phillemeyer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your fourth. And now Ashley Harms will get to go to the free throw line. Her first free throw of the night. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. The Cougars have missed their last three free throws here to make it a two-possession ball game. Right now it's 47-44. Sandy Creek has got a three-point lead with 18 seconds to play. Harms will have one more. Shana's up there. That one is around the rim and down. Ashley Harms gets one out of two. That gives Sandy Creek a four-point advantage. We've got a timeout from Sandy Creek. 18 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We will take a break with a score. Sandy Creek 48, Huntington 44.
Ingles Market on Main Street, it's your grocery store in Fairfield. Ingles Market stocks all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce and the R Family line of products. This week's specials, good Wednesday through Saturday, include MBA Smart Chicken Split Breasts, 99 cents a pound. Green and Red Seedless Grapes, 99 cents a pound. Totino's Party Pizzas, 10 for $10. Ingles Market, open Monday through Saturday in Fairfield, wishes the Sandy Creek girls good luck at the state tournament.
Sandy Creek in search of their ninth state championship in girls basketball. It's been 9 years since they have won one. Sandy Creek so dominant in the 1990s, winning state titles in 91, 92, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, and 2001. State runner-up in 1993 and in 1995. Russ Neimeyer has not had a team in the state tournament in Lincoln since 2003. And now he is 18 seconds away from winning. 48-44 is the score. Huntington has got the ball. Pikes dribbles, takes it down to Dickus on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Harms, and she is fouling the play. Ashley Harms is knocked down on the play with 7.9 seconds to play. And now we walk to the other end of the floor. Phillemeyer picks up the personal foul here for Huntington. I think that's number 5 on her. She's going to foul out now with 7.9 seconds to play. Phillemeyer leads with 15 points in the basketball game. Sandy Creek has got a 4-point lead, 48-44. 7.9 seconds remaining. Ashley Harms to the free throw line for two shots here. Eyes, the bucket shot is up there. That's off of the left side. No good. But it's still a four-point ball game here. A two-possession contest. As Ashley Harms will toe the mark here with 7.9 seconds remaining in the Class C2 state championship. Next shot by Harms is up there. It's good. 49-44. Here's the inbounds pass. It's out of bounds off of the fingertips of Madison Becker, out of bounds, and Huntington Cedar Catholic turns the ball over. Ashley Harms will inbound the ball one more time with 7.1 seconds to play. A turnover on Huntington. They will play things in. Montana Henricks backs up to the 10-second line. Montana dribbling to the ball. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. It's over. Sandy Creek, the state champion. Sandy Creek wins the Class C2 state championship for the ninth time. The Cougars outlast Huntington Cedar Catholic in a championship game here tonight. Sandy Creek 49, Huntington Cedar Catholic 44. Two very good defensive teams scoring off here tonight. And Sandy Creek outlasts the Trojans. Russ Neinmeyer wins his ninth state championship at Sandy Creek. Been 9 years since the Cougars have won. And how ironic that the numbers all go together here, hand in hand. Sandy Creek is like the good old days from the 1990s. Sandy Creek wins the state championship in girls basketball. Final score, Sandy Creek 49, Huntington Cedar Catholic 44. Stick around. The Sylvan Learning Center postgame show is coming up next.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
And we're back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek has done it. Cougars have won the state championship in Class C2. They outlast Huntington Cedar Catholic here tonight by a score of 49-44 as the Trojans are now receiving their runner-up medals. They'll get their runner-up trophy, and then Russ Neinmeyer will get to do something that he has done so many times here at the Sports Center, and that's hand out the championship medals, and they'll receive the championship trophy here tonight. The ninth state championship, get ready for another banner to be hung down at the Cougar Gym in Fairfield as Sandy Creek wins this one here tonight by a score of 49-44. It did not start off good for Sandy Creek tonight. In fact, they fell behind early in the ballgame, 8-2. Before they came back to pull within 1.8-7, they eventually took an 11-10 lead after the first quarter. 20-18 at halftime in favor of Huntington Cedar Catholic. Then the Cougars went out on top, 33-26 after three quarters. And Sandy Creek goes on to win by a score of 49-44 in the basketball game here tonight. Final numbers in the ball game: Sandy Creek ended up shooting 18 out of 32 from the field for 56%. 0 out of 1 on three-pointers tonight. Cougars were 13 out of 21 for the free-throw line as they connect on 61% of their free-throws, so not too shabby, 56% from the field and 61% from the free-throw line. Huntington Cedar Catholic was 18 out of 42 from the field tonight. for 42%. The Trojans 2 out of 4 on three-pointers for 50%. They were 6 out of 12 from the free throw line for 50%. The rebounds tonight, Sandy Creek had 23, 21 for Huntington Cedar Catholic. The Cougars turned the ball over 24 times in the ball game tonight, 21 for Huntington Cedar Catholic, but the Sandy Creek Cougars win it here tonight, the Class C2 State Championship, 49-44 over Huntington Cedar Catholic. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue right after this.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy, disappointment, confusion, shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE-NOW.
Back at the Devaney Center in Lincoln, Russ Neinmeyer just about ready to get his process started here as they will introduce all of the Sandy Creek Cougars, and they'll come out and receive their gold medals. Sandy Creek again winning over Huntington Cedar Catholic, 49-44 here tonight. Give you the final scoring in the ball game. It was Carrie-Ann Shaw scoring 21 points in the ball game tonight. So Shaw ended up with games of 9, 14, actually 9, 21, and 21. Not a bad three-day total there for Carrie-Ann Shaw. 9 points in the ball game against Tri-County, 21 against Elmwood Murdoch, 21 points again tonight in this championship ball game over Huntington Cedar Catholic. Also scoring in double figures, Ashley Harms, she had 12. Michaela Shaw had 9 points. Montana Henricks had 5. And 2 points for Brianna Schick. Huntington Cedar Catholic was led tonight by Julian Philemeyer. She had 15 points. 11 for Dana Dickus. The other scorers, 8 points for Tracy Pites. 4 points for Molly Dickus. 2 points for Shelby Newhoffman. 2 for Madison Becker and 2 for Kendra Lambers. So Sandy Creek wraps up the season with a mark of 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Cougars win their 9th state championship and their first one in 9 years. Huntington Cedar Catholic wraps up their season with a mark of 21 wins and 5 losses. Sandy Creek wins it tonight. Final score 49-44 over Huntington Cedar Catholic. So the 6 state champions have now been crowned. For 2009-2010 in girls high school basketball, Bellevue West wins in Class A. That's a repeat winner in Class A. Seward, a repeat winner in Class B. Bishop Newman, a repeat winner in Class C1. Sandy Creek wins in Class C2 here this year. Elkhorn Valley wins in Class D1. And the D2 state championship, Lindsay Holy Family. We will do it all over again next week for the boys. We've got several area teams in the boys' state tournament next week. We've got coverage of all the area teams on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. So hope you enjoyed the broadcast again tonight. Sandy Creek wins the state championship over Huntington Cedar Catholic. Final score of 49-44. That'll do it from Lincoln for us tonight. Have yourself a very pleasant good evening. I'm Mike Will.
By play. Yeah.